It was a night where two world-class centre-forwards took centre stage. Harry Kane struck twice to inspire Bayern to a comeback victory over Lazio, while Kylian Mbappe fired two goals past Real Sociedad as Paris Saint-Germain marched on to the quarterfinals too. We'll also preview Real Madrid versus Leipzig and Manchester City versus Copenhagen in the UEFA Champions League. Welcome along, I'm Rob Daly, and it's good to be back. Admittedly, it was only a brief break between the first and second legs, but the Champions League is up and running, and Chris Parrott, European football expert, two big hitters march on.
Yeah, apt, notable, I would suggest, that the first two teams through to this season's quarterfinals are two sides who met in the 2020 final, of course, and will both be dreaming now of going all the way. Very impressive in different ways, but I think Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern will sit back and think, job done, and they can look forward to the draw, which is going to be coming up next week. And put it this way, nobody will want to draw Paris or Bayern in the last eight.
Bayern beat Lazio by 3-0, a 3-1 aggregate victory. Real Sociedad 1, Paris Saint-Germain 2, Paris through 4-1 on aggregate. So let's start in Munich then, where Bayern were taking on Lazio. Remember, the Italian side were leading 1-0 from the first leg. Chris was watching alongside commentator Richard Connolly.
Towards Müller, nodded back, and there's the effort, and there's Kane, and it's gone in! Kane reacted first, and his header had just enough power to beat Provedel, and Bayern have levelled the tie. Headed out, De Ligt back in, it's gone! Matthijs De Ligt whipped it in, and there might have been a nudge in there from Müller as well. But Bayern, in added time at the end of stoppage time, at the end of the first half, have taken the lead in the tie. Müller, he lays it off to Sané. He's got three to his left here. Leroy Sané goes for goal. The rebound comes to Kane, who scores for Bayern. And that might just put them into the quarterfinals again. And Bayern have complete control now. 3-1 on aggregate.
Pretty much every Bayern player touched it in that move. He watches the ball carefully. He gets good contact on it. Well, that's why they wanted him here.
Yeah, he was decisive, of course, Kane. He now has 27 goals in the Champions League. Bear in mind, he hasn't actually played in the competition that much. Only Wayne Rooney, on 30, has scored more goals in the competition. Richard joins Chris and myself now. And, you know, bright start from Lazio. I think that's fair to say, Richard, but ultimately a comprehensive win from Bayern.
Yeah, you'd not argue about the statistics in the end. Bayern, 22 shots to Lazio's 4 on the night. 7 of those were on target from Bayern. Manuel Neuer did not have to make a single save. But maybe he should have done. Ciro Immobile had a really big chance at 0-0, didn't hit the target. And when he puts his head on the pillow tonight, that's what he'll be thinking about. And quite a few Lazio fans will be the same. If they'd gone a goal up on the night and two goals up in the tie, who knows? But that would have felt an injustice. Bayern were excellent. They created chances throughout the game. In the first half, they played with greater tempo. In the second half, they played with more patience and more control. But they were very good in both halves, frankly, and it was an excellent team performance.
Felt like they wanted to make a point, maybe prove a bit of a point, and boy, did they do that. And it would have been a real test of their character had that goal gone in. But the way they started the game and ultimately played the game, you could have seen them passing it anyway, because that they in the first leg, they really struggled to break Lazio down. Tonight, I think great credit has to go to Thomas Tuchel. In possession, the three at the back, the four backs so far forward, giving them width, stretching Lazio, meant there was always an out ball, and meant they always looked like they were going to create something. And OK, the opening goal didn't come until the 38th minute, but it might have arrived sooner. Harry Kane had a shot which was deflected wide. They had a couple of moments, a couple of decent saves from Ivan Provodil, and they always looked like scoring. And then once they got the first, it felt like, OK, Bayern are going to win this. They had a great chance immediately to make it two, which they didn't take. But then, of course, that goal on half-time was enormous to put them ahead in the tie for the first time.
It certainly was. This from James Surrogate, who was our pitchside reporter at the Fussball Arena München. The way the Bayern have managed the game and neutralised Lazio in the second half is perhaps more impressive than the 3-0 scoreline they fashioned tonight. They really did stifle Lazio ultimately on the night, Richard.
They did, and I was starting to sort of almost accuse Bayern of almost in negative possession in a way. They were using, moving the ball around as if not to score, but to keep it away from their opponents. And as I was making that suggestion, they then found sufficient room with it to actually fashion the third goal.
What do we know? It was
a really terrific move, and they were sapping Lazio with every pass.
Yeah.
And it was accurate, and it was controlled, and it was together. And then you got to the players who could make a difference in the final third, and they had men over, and Sané shot came back off the goalkeeper and Kane put it away. But, you know, it was, yeah, there were halves of different styles, and I'd be inclined to agree they were both equally impressive.
And they were clinical when it mattered, all three of the goals, actually. You know, the first one, we heard it there from Richard's commentary, it was a slightly mishit shot. Harry Kane made it into something more than that, and he got enough power on the connection to score. Thomas Müller did brilliantly for the second. Initially, I wondered whether it was a wonder volley from De Ligt, but I think that would have headed wide. He kept himself onside. Great touch beyond the goalkeeper again. His movement to anticipate the chance. And then the third one, it was a simple chance for Harry Kane, but he still had to just adjust his footing, calm himself, knew the chance was there, and make sure he made the connection on it. And you know, as we said, that's why he's a brilliant, brilliant goal scorer. And if you have those in your team on big knockout nights like this, you've always got a chance. And Harry Kane was mightily impressive. So was Thomas Müller. And this will be the blueprint now for Bayern, whoever they meet in the last eight and whoever they play between now and the quarterfinals commencing.
Definite word of mention too for Alexander Pavlovic, the 19-year-old starting in the Champions League for the first time. Tonight played the full 90 minutes, was really exceptional in possession, thought his passing out to the flanks, you know, found the spaces, and was able to pass through the middle at times as well and get the ball into players between the lines.
It was also defensively reading things pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a really mature performance. I mean, he just looked so at home.
Particularly in that first half when Lazio had, you know, a very low block, he was almost dictating play, actually, and a couple of lovely curling passes on his right foot, sometimes wide to Kimmich, sometimes more central. It led to one of the goals, that, but a performance of serious maturity. Big call in a way to start him, and he's been playing terrifically well. But this was a game where, I mean, we saw Matthias Tell played very well, but he was left out of the lineup in preference of the experience of Thomas Müller, which is also a great call from Thomas Tuchel. But he didn't do that in that central position. Pavlovic was given that opportunity, if you like, in probably the biggest game of his life, and he had a performance which will have many purring in Munich.
We knew that Thomas Tuchel wanted a central midfielder, didn't he, last summer? And they came so close to Joao Palhinha, but maybe they had one all along. Let's hear from the UEFA player of the match, Harry Kane.
Oh, it was a big game, being 1-0 behind in the first leg. Obviously, a big moment in our season to go through. So, really top performance, everyone, energy all around the pitch, the way we played, the way we created chances, press without the ball. It was a top performance. Yeah, no, the first one, it was just about getting in the box. We spoke all week about getting numbers in those areas. It fell to me nicely. I was able to put it away. And then the second one is the same, just being in those 6-yard box. And I took my time with the finish with the left foot, but it was nice to see it go in.
We heard from Kane after the first leg, and he still sounded quite confident that they'd be able to turn it around. 33 goals in 33 games through now, Richard. He really has delivered since joining in the summer.
Yeah, it's funny because I was looking at the numbers and he obviously made a tremendous lightning-fast start. And in 2024, I think it was 6 in 10 games before tonight.
Out of form?
Well, yeah. maybe it's a slight slowing down of the extraordinary scoring rate. So I think tonight the two goals had meaning for him on a personal level as well. But that was a funny insight into the mind of a top player. He said he took his time about the finish. To us watching...
And he was talking about the first goal, wasn't
No,
he?
Second goal.
Oh, the second goal.
To us watching, it comes back off the keeper when he puts it in.
Yeah.
But to him, the time has slowed down sufficiently that he's actually taking his time about that finish. I mean, that's how, you know, it's almost frame by frame when you're in the zone, I guess, when you're of that quality.
And remember, he had that extraordinary run with Tottenham to the final, but the last 16... On a personal level, there was some disappointment earlier on in Harry Kane's career. It's precisely the reason that he wanted to come to a club like Bayern, not just for this season, but they are continually at this stage. So for him, on his first knockout stage home game in a Bayern shirt, to score two massive goals, I think will only further what the Bayern fans think of him. And his all-round performance was fantastic as well. But I think he will... He will be knowing now what it's like to win a big knockout stage game with Bayern. At the end, we saw him with his teammates, with the crowd, and that can only bode well now, because he'll already be thinking, OK, now I want to go be a goal scorer in the quarterfinal again. And ultimately, I want to win this competition for the first time.
Yeah, it wasn't new to Thomas Müller when he was, you know, orchestrating the crowd there, but that particular scene was a new one perhaps for Harry Kane in a match of this magnitude. And let's not forget, really, 10 points behind in the German Bundesliga. This is the one trophy that is, you know, the closest to their grasp, really. If he is going to come to Bayern and win a big major trophy in his career for the very first time in his first season, it's probably going to have to be this one.
Yeah.
So this was, you know, it's the season on the line, effectively.
And when you've got a player like him, you can go all the way, can't you, really? A word on Lazio and their campaign as a whole, Chris. I mean, the first leg will go down as a memorable night for them, that victory at the Olympico, but just couldn't quite get the job done, ultimately.
No, a huge step forward, though, to be on the cusp of a quarter-final place for only the second time, and the first since that incredible team that Sven-Göran Eriksson had at the yep. turn of the century, with, you know, some of the best players who have ever played in the Champions League. They will have to take their heart from that. They knew, I think, that they would not get many chances, and the one for Ciro Immobile was, you know, the ball came fizzing at him. It came via a flick from a defender, so he had to adjust his mind very quickly to get on the end of it, but he is a great goal scorer. And they'll look back on that moment and think, well, if that goes in, maybe it'll be different. But ultimately, when Lazio are back, and, you know, fifth might be enough in Italy, we don't know who's going to get those final two places. They're going to have to go some to get there this season in Serie A. But when they are back in this competition, which they will be at some stage, if it's not next season, it might be the year after, they'll certainly look back on this campaign very, very fondly indeed.
So Lazio out and Bayern trying for the Champions League tie, where they lost the opening leg for the first time in nearly 9 years since a quarter-final win over Porto. OK, still to come, we'll look at tonight's other match and look ahead to tomorrow night's action in the Champions League too.
Take UEFA Champions League Match Day Live with you, wherever you go. With audio commentary, real-time stats and much, much more, get the complete experience and download the official Champions League app today.
Now to Spain, where Real Sociedad were looking to claw back a 2-0 deficit from the first leg against Paris Saint-Germain. Dan Roebuck was watching.
Still Mbappe, a twist and a turn, gets the shot away, finds the corner brilliantly. Kylian Mbappe for Paris Saint-Germain. An individual goal of real quality from Paris's main man. Well, he scored the breakthrough goal against La Real in the first leg in the French capital. and it's the visiting supporters in San Sebastian who are going wild at the moment. It is Real Sociedad 0, Paris Saint-Germain 1. Flick forward for Mbappe to chase down. Here is Kylian Mbappe racing free. It's Mbappe for Paris! 2-0, Kylian Mbappe at the double. The aggregate scoreline pushes to 4. Real Sociedad 0, Paris Saint-Germain 2 on the night. The Parisians lead by 4-0 on aggregate. In comes the cross, and Marino will find the back of the net for Real Sociedad in the 89th minute for a consolation for the hosts and for the home supporters something to cheer about. They will be bowing out of European football here on the night. It's Real Sociedad 1, Paris Saint-Germain 2.
Yeah, they went out in noble fashion, Real Sociedad, but Paris Saint-Germain, and in particular, Dan, the quality of the player of the match, Kylian Mbappe, came to the fore, as you'd expect.
His numbers are just staggering. 69th appearance in the UEFA Champions League tonight, and he's been involved with 69 goal involvements, 46 goals, 23 assists. Wherever you look, his metrics are just off the charts at the moment. He's just been fantastic. And for all the noise surrounding Kylian Mbappe, given the fact that he came off at half-time in the game against Monaco last week, the previous week he was taken off just past the hour in a draw against Rennes, he has proved what a fantastic footballer, one of the world's best, obviously, and he could lead Paris to the title this season. There is no doubt about that.
And it sounded like a true team performance, even if the moments of real magic work from Kylian Mbappe, that this was the whole squad involved in what could have been a very tricky second leg.
Well, it could have been a tricky second leg, and really, from a Real Sociedad point of view, their main task tonight was to make Paris Saint-Germain doubt, to sow the seeds in the early stages, to use the raucous San Sebastian crowd, but that just did not happen. And the teamwork from Paris Saint-Germain was terrific. Fabian Ruiz was brilliant in midfield, as was Warren Zaire, Emery and Vitinha. They knitted together well. Hakimi, we know that he likes to get forward on the right-hand side, but he was disciplined also. It was a brilliant display. And let's not forget also that Luca Hernandez and Lucas Beraldo, they were emergency centre-halves in many ways. Yes, they've played there before, but no Marquinhos or Danilo for Paris Saint-Germain tonight. So it was a true team performance, but when you've got that sprinkle of stardust that Kylian Mbappe can bring, you've got significant, serious, proper ingredients to see Paris Saint-Germain as worthy contenders and maybe one of the favourites again now to lift the title this year.
There's certainly been a rebuild, hasn't there, Chris? Paris Saint-Germain, the big name departures in the summer, the acquisition of younger players. They actually fielded their youngest ever average age 11 in a Champions League match. But the way Luis Enrique has got them fighting as a group, I think, is pretty notable, given that we've seen a team packed with brilliant individual players, and then we've got all these young, enthusiastic players who are working so hard. They stifle Real Sociedad at times.
Yeah, and that has been the accusation from outside of some of Paris Saint-Germain's exits in this competition. Of course, they are chasing their elusive first European title. We know how much, as a club, they're desperate for it. And they seem to have a group now with Luis Enrique as the leader, if you like, who are all absolutely pulling in that one direction. And, of course, when you marry that with, certainly in the conversation, is the best player on the planet in Kylian Mbappe. Yeah. Those are some serious ingredients, as Dan mentioned. This is the first step in the knockout stage for Paris Saint-Germain. They expect to be in the quarterfinals, but I think they will take a lot from winning both legs. Remember, they almost got knocked out in the group stage.
It was 8 points they got.
Yeah, it was a very nervy final day for them. As so often as we see, group stage is one thing. Knockout stage is almost like a new season begins in February and March, and Paris Saint-Germain have passed their first test with flying colours.
Well, Kylian Mbappe was, unsurprisingly, as I mentioned, the player of the match. Let's hear from him, and he had a simple message following his 2 goals.
It's what I do. It's what I like to do, what I can do. My job is to help the team and to score goals, to help offensively, defensively, and today I did a nice job.
He certainly did. Short and sweet from Kylian Mbappe. On Real Sociedad, this from Alexandra Johnson. We had her on the show earlier, our pitchside reporter for the match. It had not been La Real's night. But there's no doubt their fans are proud of what their team have achieved in the Champions League this season. And Dan, you could tell from the full-time celebrations, even from the defeated supporters, that that was the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Real Sociedad done brilliantly in the group stages. And when they look back at the first half and the first leg in Paris, that potentially is where they lost it. They needed to do something out of the blocks in the opening 15, 20 minutes against Paris tonight, and it just didn't happen for them. Their domestic form has been poor, and it's interesting to hear from Chris talk about the reset for the knockout stages. You just wonder if this game would have taken place in mid-December, in early December, would it have been a little bit different? There's always this question mark about the form of certain teams in group stages, and when we get to the knockout stages, how have they wintered? How are they doing domestically? And that can be the difference, and you do sense that this year, this is going to be a big boys competition with Bayern and Paris both through.
I think they'll look back on the chances they had at 0-0 in the first leg in Paris as well. And if one of those goes in, could be really different. But what they have had, those supporters and those players, and we saw it at the end, they've had nights that they will remember forever, frankly, as a football club. It's not always about winning and lifting the trophy. It's about beating Benfica at home. And it's about, you know, that feeling that you get when you see your team, who are not regulars in the Champions League, going on a journey. And okay, it's ended in the round of 16 to a very, very good Paris team, but nothing can take away what they achieved with so many young youth players. And as we know, they prioritised their academy first because they know that they'll then play in the first team. And to be able to compete with that club philosophy, I think will mean a huge amount to La Real. Albeit they'll, of course, be disappointed that they haven't managed to reach the quarterfinals.
11 homegrown players used in the Champions League this season by Real Sociedad. What a journey for them. But it is Paris Saint-Germain who march on to the last eight. The round of 16 continues on Wednesday when we'll find out tomorrow the quarterfinalists. The current champions and the record winners of this competition are both in action. As Jonathan Beck reports, you won't miss a thing right here on Match Day Live.
Our commentary match on Wednesday comes from the Bernabeu. Real Madrid are hoping to finish the job against Leipzig.
Great run, Brahim Diaz! And a curling effort finds the corner! It's a sensational goal to give Real Madrid the lead on the night and in the tie. Brahim Diaz with a sparkling run and finish!
That stunning solo goal was the difference in the first leg, but Leipzig had plenty of chances themselves.
Haidara, he's played it through the middle. Šeško, he's in the area! And Lunin makes a diving stop. That was the biggest chance of them all, possibly.
Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti is expecting another tough test in Spain as the 14-time winners aim for the quarterfinals once again.
Leipzig is a good team, really well organized, with a good manager. More or less, it will be the same game. Of course, we have the support of our stadium, and it changed a little bit.
Kickoff is at 2100 CET tomorrow, and you'll hear the whole game live. Regular updates from Manchester as well, where the holders have one foot in the last eight.
Here's De Bruyne now, and across the face of goal, Foden to score, and does. It's scintillating football from Manchester City, with clear daylight in the tie.
City lead Copenhagen 3-1 ahead of the second leg. Pep Guardiola says there's still work to do.
It's not done. The third goal helped us a lot, and hopefully we can finish at home with our people to go to the next game.
So it's City against Copenhagen and Real Madrid versus Leipzig in 24 hours' time. Match Day Live is on air from 8 p.m. CET. Join us for another dramatic night of Champions League knockout stage football.
Jonathan Beck reporting on Wednesday's games there. Chris, let's get into it then, and we'll start with Real Madrid-Leipzig. Eder Militao and Courtois still not back, although talked that they could be back before the end of the season. David Alaba out at the moment, but they were without Jude Bellingham for the first leg, and he's returned, of course, since.
He has, and they were very Real Madrid in that first game since Carlo Ancelotti's come back, really. What I mean by that is that an opponent this time, Leipzig, had lots of moments, weren't clinical, and then Real Madrid found a way to score a goal, an incredible goal, certainly to put them as big favourites. But I just wonder whether tomorrow might be might be tough. And Carlo Ancelotti has been talking about it. He's managed more games in this competition than anybody, he knows. But Leipzig will have to draw heart from the amount of chances they created, and had they taken one of them, they probably deserve to be at least level going to the Bernabeu, which is a formidable place to go and play. But I just wonder whether this one might be interesting.
Marco Rosa, I think if you were a player, this would kind of get you up for a little bit. He says, we are convinced we could do it. If we weren't, we'd go home soon. We will be in bed tonight with the conviction that we will achieve a phenomenal result. Dani Olmo looking forward to playing back in his home country, although this from Eduardo Camavinga, equally daunting. The Champions League is a different competition from La Liga. It is a change of mentality. And it really is their competition. Simicat unavailable for Leipzig due to suspension. For Manchester City, Chris, they're in a phenomenal position to progress. 3-1 up from the away leg. Jack Grealish, the only confirmed absentee for them.
Yeah, and he hasn't necessarily been playing in Pep Guardiola's best 11 so far this season. Of course, he started the first leg, got injured. Jeremy Doku came on. But, I mean, they will be bouncing into that one after the Manchester derby win. In the English Premier League, Erling Haaland was put up for the pre-match press conference. Who knows if that means he starts or not. I would suggest he may be. I think Pep Guardiola knows not to underestimate anybody. If City get a couple of goals up, maybe we'll see some changes. But as we saw from Copenhagen in the group stage, I mean, it's a pretty extraordinary achievement to get it this far. They started in July in the qualifying rounds, so this is their prize, to have a go at Manchester City on their own patch. But they are such a winning machine now, City, having crossed that line to lift the trophy for the first time last season. These are the type of games you expect now to see them seeing out comfortably. And who knows, but given that we've seen Bayern and Paris go through, if Manchester City join them and Real Madrid or Leipzig, that's not a bad...
It's a strong quarterfinal lineup so far, isn't it? Yeah, City have Liverpool at the weekend. Of course, Erling Haaland, called a humble superstar by Pep Guardiola. 80 goals in 84 games so far. Let's turn our attention back to Tuesday night's action. Bayern with a 3-0 win over Lazio. Manuel Neuer keeping his 57th clean sheet in his 136th Champions League match, equaling a record held by Iker Casillas, who needed nearly more than 40 games, more than that, to achieve that number. Neuer 57, Casillas 57, Buffon 52, perhaps the three best in the Champions League era, certainly right up there. Ahead of him, part of the reason they kept a clean sheet, Bayern defender Matthias de Ligt.
I think we were more aggressive. I think we were more concentrated also. Obviously, we play at home. It's also difficult, different. Of course, Lazio away is always a difficult game. So, I think today everything came together and we won 3-0, really important.
Bayern into a 15th quarter-final in 18 seasons in the Champions League. Let's hear from the other goal scorer tonight, other than Harry Kane, Thomas Müller.
It's very, very important to survive in the Champions League. The Champions League is maybe the most exciting cup to win in each season. You have to play against the best teams in Europe, and these nights with the crowds, with the fans, it are special. And now we know that we have the chance for one more round, and maybe we can use this evening as a turnaround point for the last period. So we are happy, but we know we have to do it step by step. Not every problem is solved now, but we did a good fight and we have good players. Maybe we are back in the race.
Oh, there we go. He said it at the end. We're waiting to see. Look, he said it there, Richard Connolly, that there's still work to be done. But it feels like it could be a significant night for Bayern.
Yeah, I mean, and he knows about winning trophies after winning, I think, 33 in his career. He should know which feels like the most exciting one, as he said there. I mean, they clearly have had their problems this season domestically because of this extraordinary Leverkusen team, which is 10 points clear and which beat them fairly comprehensively recently. But they have the quality, as we've seen tonight, and they've got one or two players coming back from injury. We saw Gnabry come on at the end of the match, right at the end. He's another one that, if he can get fit, can add something in the closing stages of the season. Pavlovic, we've talked about, can be an answer maybe in midfield. There seemed to be a togetherness about Bayern tonight, and he obviously felt that. And if Thomas Müller, who knows Bayern inside out, feels that, then, you know,
maybe we can think it too.
Maybe we can think it too. Yeah.
Richard, thank you very much for your commentary and company. Great work as always. Let's go back to Dan Roebuck, who watched Real Sociedad 1, Paris Saint-Germain 2. Dan, with this young Paris team, what did the performance and the results say about where Paris Saint-Germain are right now?
Well, look, as we know, the UEFA Champions League is the holy grail for Paris Saint-Germain. Their pursuit of the trophy this season has just got an awful lot more serious, I think. Many pundits suggested that they were going to struggle against Real Sociedad over the course of the two legs. They've beaten La Real home and away. The owners demand this trophy. The supporters obviously want it. Kylian Mbappe, well, we know he's out of contract at the end of the season. Are they playing with a handbrake off? Is there a new freedom with some younger players coming through? They potentially could go all the way. They have got such good quality, and I think they proved tonight that they are serious about winning the UEFA Champions League, and they should be considered one of the favourites. They, for me, off the back of this performance, are big-time contenders.
Dan, thank you very much. Chris, that brings me to my final question. Are these teams in it to win it, do you think? Is it possible that Bayern and Paris Saint-Germain win the Champions League this season?
Yeah, I think so. You never quite know with the draw. Remember last season, we got the draw for the quarterfinals and the semi-finals, and it really opened up one half of the draw, which was the half that Inter came through and, of course, almost forced extra time. But I think we saw two performances tonight for two teams who... It's all about peaking at the right moment, right? We heard there from Thomas Müller. It's how you play in March, April and May, and maybe even June if the final's in that month. And this is the first step, and both will take enormous satisfaction. And we saw two great goal scorers scoring when their team needed it most. And nobody will want to draw either when that quarter-final draw comes around.
Chris, thanks for your company as well. That is all we have time for this evening. We'll be back with Match Day Live on Wednesday night from 8 p.m. CET for more action for the round of 16 with full commentary of Real Madrid versus Leipzig. Real Madrid 1-0 up after the first leg in the east of Germany. And we'll have live updates from Manchester City versus Copenhagen, the defending European champions, 3-1 up from the first leg. And this podcast will be available shortly after full time. So don't forget to subscribe and download via your favourite podcast provider. But for now, from me, Rob Daly, and the rest of the Match Day Live team, it's goodbye.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Match Day Live.